All right, everyone, thank you for being here today, and welcome to the month of April's Aviation Security Podcast. My name is Ryan Brockhouse, and I'm the Aviation and Maritime Security Supervisor based in our Phoenix, Arizona office. Today, I'll be speaking with Andrew Miller, who is our security specialist also based in the Phoenix office, where we will be discussing passenger behavioral detection techniques within civil aviation. Andrew, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me today.
Wonderful. Okay, so Andrew, this is a very interesting topic, but for the casual listener, and to start us off, tell us exactly what does the term behavioral detection mean?
Yeah, so behavioral detection is a proactive security approach that involves identifying individuals who may pose a threat by observing and interpreting specific behaviors rather than relying solely on technology or traditional profiling methods. These techniques are designed to enhance threat detection at airports by focusing on human indicators that often precede malicious acts.
Okay, so interesting. So essentially identifying possible or potential human threats by looking at their behavioral patterns. Can you dive into that? What does it mean? And what would you consider to be behaviors that we could and should be looking out for?
Yeah. So behavioral detection is a proactive and people-centered security strategy that focuses on identifying individuals who may pose a threat based on their actions and demeanor, rather than on static data like travel history, nationality, or appearance. This approach it enhances traditional aviation security measures by adding a layer of human observation that can detect subtle indicators of potential malicious intent. These cues that might otherwise go unnoticed by technology alone. So unlike conventional profiling, which can lead to bias or inefficiencies, behavioral detection emphasizes real-time assessment of specific and observable behaviors. Trained personnel look for signs such as unusual nervousness, inconsistent responses, or attempts to avoid the security processes. Behaviors that could suggest stress, concealment, or ill intent. These indicators often precede a threat, giving security teams that opportunity to intervene, you know, before an incident occurs. The goal of behavioral detection is to increase threat detection accuracy while minimizing unnecessary intrusions on the traveling public. So by focusing on what people do rather than who they are, this method not only strengthens airport security, but it also aligns with ethical and legal standards. When paired with advanced screening technologies and intelligence sharing, behavioral detection serves as a powerful layered defense mechanism in today's complex aviation environment. So in the context of aviation security, certain behavioral indicators can help identify individuals who may pose a potential security risk. One of the most common signs is unusual nervousness or agitation. This, you know, it may manifest through visible physical symptoms such as excessive sweating, trembling, or avoiding eye contact. Now, while some level of anxiety is normal for travelers, especially those who fear flying, heightened or unnatural nervousness, you know, may warrant closer observation. Another key indicator is providing inconsistent or seemingly rehearsed answers to simple questions. This can be such as where they're traveling, the duration of their stay, or even something as, you know, who packed their bags. These types of responses can suggest deception or concealment of intent. Additionally, displaying an excessive interest in security protocols or restricted areas, you know, such as closely observing security procedures or repeatedly asking detailed questions about restricted zones, that can be a red flag, especially if the individual lacks a clear reason for their curiosity. Another one, loitering without a clear purpose, particularly in sensitive areas like near boarding gates, security checkpoints, or baggage claim areas. It's another behavior to watch out for. People who wander aimlessly or linger too long without valid explanation may be conducting surveillance or preparing to act. Similarly, overreacting to standard airport processes, such as exhibiting undue stress during baggage inspection or becoming overly defensive when asked routine questions, you know, this could also indicate hidden motives of fear or being discovered. Another warning sign is carrying items that seem inconsistent with their stated travel purpose. Example of this is traveling with a heavy winter clothes to a tropical destination, or, you know, lacking necessary travel essentials for a long haul flight. You know, lastly, you know, evasive behavior when approached by staff, such as trying to avoid airport personnel, changing direction suddenly, or failing to make eye contact during questioning, can suggest an attempt to avoid scrutiny. Now, it's important to mention that while no single behavior confirms malicious intent, recognizing and evaluating a combination of these indicators, particularly when they deviate from the expected norms of traveler conduct, can be an effective part of a broader behavioral detection strategy within the aviation security environment. Furthermore, behavioral detection plays a vital role in supporting and enhancing layered security systems. It's not a standalone method, but rather works in conjunction with other measures such as baggage screening, identity verification, surveillance systems, and access control protocols. By integrating behavioral analysis into these layers, security teams gain a much more dynamic and responsive system that can detect threats, not just through equipment, but through human interaction and observation. This holistic approach increases the likelihood of identifying individuals who may have malicious intent, but do not trigger traditional screening alarms, making behavioral detection, you know, pretty valuable tool in the broader framework of aviation security. So when implementing behavioral detection techniques, there are several practical tips that can help security personnel effectively identify and respond to potential threats. First and foremost, it's essential to observe baseline behavior. This means understanding what is normal for a particular environment, you know, such as an airport terminal. And when to watch for such as deviations from that norm. For example, while a certain level of nervousness is expected in a busy airport, excessive agitation, loitering without purpose, or abnormal reactions to routine questions and procedures may signal something worth further attention. Establishing this behavioral baseline allows for more accurate assessments and helps prevent false alarms based on misinterpretation of ordinary behavior. When approaching someone who is exhibiting suspicious behavior, it's important to maintain a calm and professional demeanor. You know, how security personnel interact with individuals, it can greatly influence the outcome of the encounter. A respectful, non-confrontational approach may help diffuse the situation or tensions, gather more reliable information, and avoid escalating the situation unnecessarily. Lastly, effective behavioral detection involves collaboration and communication with other security personnel. You know, sharing observations with team members and corroborating behaviors across different vantage points can provide a clear picture, you know, of the situation and reduce the likelihood of misjudgments. Before taking action, it's best to verify concerns with colleagues to ensure that the response is appropriate, justified, or and aligns with the standard security procedures. It's really a team-based approach that strengthens the overall effectiveness of behavioral detection in aviation security.
Yeah, indeed. And I totally agree with that. That's some great information. Now, as we know, since you and I have traveled much of the world and have a general understanding on the differences between cultural norms. We know that behavioral patterns for some people in the Western world are going to naturally be different than, say, travelers that come from Africa or East Asia. So do these techniques that you speak of, do they take into account those differences? And are there ethical challenges as a result of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So effective behavioral detection in aviation security, it's not just about identifying potential threats. It's about doing so responsibly, ethically, and within the boundaries of the law. To achieve this, structured training and a firm ethical foundation are pretty essential. So while behavioral detection can significantly enhance airport security, it must be carefully implemented to avoid harmful practices such as profiling, bias, or, worse, violations of individual rights. Some of the ethical challenges, there are inherent ethical challenges in any behavioral observation system. One major concern is the potential for unconscious bias. This is where security personnel may unknowingly allow personal assumptions or stereotypes to influence their judgment. Now, this can lead to the stigmatization of specific groups based on race, religion, or nationality, rather than the objective behavior. Additionally, if behavioral detection is not closely regulated, it can risk violating civil liberties, especially in cases of unwarranted stops, or even intrusive questioning. These risks highlight the need for clear guidelines and constant oversight. So to mitigate these challenges, bias awareness education is so important. Staff must be trained to recognize and counteract their own prejudice to ensure fair treatment of all individuals. Scenario-based training using realistic simulations helps officers and security personnel practice identifying suspicious behaviors. And they can do this under pressure while staying within the ethical and legal boundaries. Furthermore, staff, they must be well-versed in legal and procedural protocols, including when and how to escalate incidents and the correct documentation required for, the accountability. So when discussing implementations of behavioral detection programs, it's important to emphasize that ethical behavioral detection relies on objective, observable actions, not personal characteristics. And I can't emphasize that enough, not personal characteristics. Consistency in applying these criteria builds credibility and fairness. Also, ongoing training, it's important to maintain professionalism, adapt to evolving threats, and retain public trust. It's crucial to understand that behavioral detection, it's not foolproof. It must function as a part of a larger layered approach to aviation security, which includes technology, intelligence, and physical safeguards. So in practice, ethical implementation starts with thorough and factual documentation of observations. This creates a transparent record that can be viewed if needed. Peer validation is another safeguard. Before taking action in ambiguous situations, it's okay to consult with a colleague or a supervisor, to reduce the risk of error. Lastly, there should be a system for regulatory reviewing the outcomes of behavioral assessments. This helps identify patterns, improve training content, and reduce the occurrence of false positives or wrongful flags over time. By embedding these principles into daily operations, aviation security personnel can use behavioral detection to enhance security while upholding the values of fairness, dignity, and respect for all travelers. Behavioral detection techniques, when applied ethically and skillfully, are a valuable asset in AVSEC, or aviation security. Security personnel should be well-trained, culturally sensitive, and consistently updated on best practices to ensure effective implementation without infringing on passenger rights.
Yeah, indeed. Absolutely correct. Thank you very much for your time today, Andrew. This is invaluable information. not only for ground security personnel, but also for flight crews who need to do their own due diligence and training when observing passenger behavior, not only to ensure their own safety in flight, of course, but also as well for other passengers as well. So this is wonderful information. All right, so that does it for this month's AVSEC podcast. For our listeners, once again, we thank you for joining us today and hope that this discussion was as informative for you as it was for us. As always, stay informed, stay vigilant, and we'll catch you in next month's episode.